God created marriage in order to provide for man a sanctuary. Let me make a point here on the board. I think it'll help us to understand something here about marriage just for a moment while we come before we go any further. I don't know any better way to explain it than put God up here, man here, and woman here. And here's a man and a woman that have agreed to share a bed, board, and life together. And both of them have a right to marry. They've never been married before. And so they come together and there is a ceremony of some kind. God does the joining. There is a triangle. From Proverbs 2 and Malachi 2, the record says that there is a covenant between, not only between the man and the woman, between man and woman, and man, woman, and God. God then, He does the binding. The bond is there. Now, man comes along, we'll say the man, we'll just put the fault on the man. Man comes along and he commits adultery. And he's not sorry about it at all. Now, I'll tell you what, I don't know about, well, I do know, I think we're all just about the same. I know that if it was in my house, I know that that would end my marriage. Joanne would say, just get out of the house. I don't want any more to do with you. Now, and I'll prove in a moment, she has, that is a divorce. That is a putting away. It's a sundering of the marriage.